Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And I am really excited because today we are really going to talk about self-love. We're going to talk about health and wellness, and we are going to talk with the person that I think is the epitome of really living and walking her talk. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Crystal Rose is a multipreneur and a health and wellness expert. She is the podcast host of the Self Love Breakfast Club, an author, speaker, and her boutique, Rebellia, is dedicated to helping women who struggle to find clothes that fit. Her coaching business includes XL Nutrition, which helps busy people reach their fitness goals in a sustainable and balanced way. She also offers a deeply different approach to personal development with her Self Love for Life coaching program for high achieving women. Crystal is obsessed with self-love, self-empowerment, and helping women feel really good about themselves in every aspect of life. So welcome, 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 Crystal.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things I really want to say is I really love this self-love, self-empowerment, and one of the things that I always say, and it's really a quote from Mandy Hale, but it's one of my favorite, which is self-love is not selfish. And I think it is so important.
Yeah, they're totally different things. Selfishness is not based in love at all.
Absolutely. So I really feel like self-love is so important. And not only that, but really, honestly, when we think about how I know you and I both really come from a service, right? At the core of who we are of service. You really can't serve others if you don't take care of yourself first, right? You know, that empty pitcher thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's about when you are giving to yourself, then you have so much more capacity to give to others because you're running on a full tank. And, you know, people say you can't pour from an empty cup. But it's also like you're not pouring from a full cup. You're giving the overflow of your cup to others. And it's so much more than just running around and burning yourself out, trying to please everyone else.
Which I think is really important too, because I know a lot of times some of the questions that people ask, like cliches and stuff, will say, oh, Patty, are you a cup half full or a cup half empty type of girl? And I say, I'm a let's refill that cup girl, right? Those cups are refillable.
Yes.
So that's kind of really who I am. But let's kind of step back a little bit and talk about the journey, right? And one of the things that really impressed me about you when I first was getting to know you was how serious, but fun, seriously fun. Yeah. You are about what you believe in and how you walk your talk. So I think it is really important because, you know, there are, hey, I don't want to really get anybody mad right now, but there are a million people out there that are calling themselves a health and wellness expert. And let's get real. Just because you sell a health and wellness product is not a health and wellness expert you make, right? But you are the real deal, really what I call a health and wellness expert. So let's talk about that. I know there was a journey and you had shared it with me once and I was like, wow, it was like super impressive. So let's kind of talk about that aha moment and the journey that got you to where you are today.
Yeah. So I had actually been in this place of yo-yo dieting for so long, since I was probably in my late teens. I just believed that I needed to be thinner and I needed to look better. And I was just in this constant yo-yo. And so I really truly believe that you were either A, on this really restrictive diet, whether that be, you know, some fad that was going on out there or whatever, or you were just like off the rails, eating whatever, gaining weight. And so I spent my time on either side of the pendulum. I was either swinging way over here, eating anything and everything, or swinging way over there and limiting my food, cutting out carbs, fat, whatever, and doing all of these weird and crazy things to hopefully lose weight. And the goal was to feel good about myself. The goal was to look in the mirror and love what I saw. And I never did. It didn't matter how skinny I was or how big, it didn't matter. So I bounced between that for many, many years. And finally, and I believe fitness was just running on a treadmill. I didn't really know about lifting weights. I didn't know about what true fitness was and health from the inside. Health was like on another planet to me. I didn't care about health. I cared about skinny. And as I kind of started to venture into the fitness realm and just learning about like lifting and working out and conditioning and just like the different aspects, I realized that, oh, this is so different than what I thought. And I don't have to hate it. I don't have to hate working out. I don't have to hate, you know, like the running on the, I hated running, but I thought fitness meant you just do the stuff that you hate, because if you want to look good, that's what you have to do. And so it kind of started to shift my perspective a little bit. And then I turned my vision towards nutrition and being just, I knew there had to be something more of balance out there. I knew that what I was doing and that my beliefs that it had to be one way or the other, it, that just couldn't be like the way that I had to live my life. That there had to be something more balanced and sustainable where I could, you know, see what I wanted to see in the mirror, but also not, you know, be off the rails or really restrict it. And so I started really kind of like diving in. I did a ton of research. I read every book I could find on nutrition, and the subject of what is called flexible dieting kept coming back up. And it was this insane concept to me at the time that you can literally eat anything you want and still reach your goals. And they were using like a donut as an example. And I was just like, no way, you can't eat donuts and get skinny. This is ridiculous. But I realized there was a lot of science to back this up. And as I learned more and more and applied it to myself, I realized that it is the most sustainable way to eat and live and work out and do what I actually liked for working out and eat the foods that I liked while still getting nutrient dense foods in. And I started to see changes in my body and I was like, wow, this, there really is something here. And so that caused me to dive deeper. And I decided that I wanted to get certified as a nutrition coach. And I went down that path and started taking on clients as kind of like a little side gig. And I felt like I had cracked the code. I had just found this incredible thing that I wanted to tell everyone about, that I wanted to share everyone about, because for me, it meant freedom. It meant I could really just spend the time in the middle as opposed to on one side of the pendulum or the other when it came to my diet. And there was so much freedom in that for me. And what I came to discover after working with clients is that there were some people that they needed a plan. You just hand them a plan and they'll do the plan and they see the results. And then there were other people that it was like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, that there were some deeper things going on in there that I didn't have the tools to help. I couldn't just say, hey, here's a plan. You can still eat pizza and you're good. It was like, they just couldn't do it. And I realized that there's so much going on out there in the industry, especially in the health and fitness field, that's just like, you just don't want it bad enough, or try harder, or like, you know, this whole forceful, almost mean bully coachy kind of thing going on where it was really just like, no excuses. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work for everyone. There's some people that, you know, you can treat them like crap and then that, yeah, they'll totally rise up and do the thing because that I guess is motivating to them. But there are people that have these deep-rooted issues and they turn to food for comfort, for certainty, for numbing and avoiding their feelings. And it's so much more than just here's a food plan and off you go. And so that kind of got me realizing that, you know, there's more to learn. There's more to learn here in this space. It's not just about food plans and whatnot. So I dove deeper and I found someone who was offering a certification in this space and I invested in that. It was a leap for me, but I felt like, you know, there were so many people that I wasn't able to truly help. And I knew it was because, not because they were beyond helping, but because I didn't have the tools at the time to help them. And I knew that they existed because I believe that everyone can be helped. Everyone can be guided to their own healing, health, the journey, all of that. So I became certified and it was a very intense certification. There's a lot of programs out there with life coaching, health coaching, and things like that are like a weekend or, you know, 20 hours or something. And this was a 10-month, 400-hour program. This was not a weekend yoga certification. It was a lot of intense work. And it was based in the principle that you need to work on yourself before you help others. And so the first few months of this process, I was deeply, deeply working on myself. And in that, I was able to help heal myself of things like depression and anxiety that I just thought I was stuck with forever. I didn't even expect this to be a part of what I would get out of this certification. And as I went through the process and became coaching clients, I have discovered the tools and the application of, I'm not fixing people. I'm not healing people. I'm guiding people into their own healing. And I'm helping people discover ways that they can truly break free and find freedom in health and wellness and fitness. So that's kind of like how I've gotten from this crazy yo-yo dieter chugging Slim Fast shakes and lean cuisines, doing anything and everything. I would pop any pill. I would take anything you get. If you said it would work, I would do it too. This kind of like flowy, intuitive coach that I am today.
Which I really love because I really think that it is encompassing your whole self, right? It's not just one thing. I have also spent, you know, more years than I want to admit of yo-yo dieting myself. And the part that's really funny is why we don't get it sooner, because the reality is that you can read a book. It's kind of like when you're pregnant, you can go buy this pregnancy book and you're like, oh my gosh. And I remember my children said that to me. And I said, well, go read a different book because it'll tell you something different, right? And the same thing there, like you could go read this keto thing and it says, oh, you should do this, this, this. And then you could go read Whole30 and it can say that, and then you can do this. And you know, I did that from one extreme to the other and it only works short term. And most of that is because you're eating things you don't want to eat and you don't sustain it like anything else, right? You just don't sustain it. And I know that when I started my health journey a year ago, learning about things like gut health and inflammation and all these other things, and learning about things like I had, you know, allergies and there were, you know, things that I shouldn't be eating. And all that kind of stuff. And so all of that and learning that, I have to tell you, I think when you learn why and you really can feel it in your gut and you know, it's so much easier. And there's is freedom. That was really a great word, because for me, it freed me from being ever dieting again, right? You know, so it's like, but not only that, but all of a sudden you didn't put yourself on this thing. Oh, I need to lose this much weight this month or I'm losing, like I'm a loser, right? You know, or I'm going to quit because I didn't. All of a sudden when it becomes a journey to be good health and to have a better life and feel good, I have to say that I think for me and for many people that I have spoken to, that changes everything. And I will say for me, this is the first time, Crystal, the very first time in my life that I have embraced fitness. I've always been one of those people that was never anything I wanted to do. You know, I was like, oh, I kind of have a bad back and I have this and that, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But all of a sudden I realized that I would avoid things when people would say things to me. No, avoid isn't even the word. I would laugh when people would, I couldn't even say the word core. Like I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even say, oh, this strengthened my core. But I have to tell you, just eating healthier and not worrying about being on a diet really changed things that you didn't expect to change. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like how I feel and my, how much I sleep and how less foggy I am and how, you know, there's just so many things that you don't expect that are just the things that make it so that you do want to sustain it.
Yeah. You know, the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's not that because it's sustainable and creates like these healthy, you know, free, balanced humans. It's that because it's not selling health. It's not selling wellness. It's selling a quick fix. And we are programmed to believe that in order to reach our goals and feel the way that we want to feel, it has to be fast and it has to be painful or it's not going to work. So we will look at a diet plan and we'll be like, okay, 30 days, I can only drink lemonade and eat foods that start with the letter Y or whatever, right? And we'll be like, okay, I can do this 30 days, let's go. And we will do it and we will stick to it for our 30 days and we will lose whatever water weight, because I'm sorry, it's not fat. We will lose whatever water weight we do in that process and be like, wow, this worked. And I'm using air quotes, this worked, right? And it didn't, because what happens on day 31? You're not going to keep drinking lemonade and eating foods that start with Y. No, you're going back to what you were doing before. And whether you do that, you face plant into it, or you just slowly start to go down that hill, it's not sustainable. And sustainability is the little only thing that is going to get you to where you want to go and keep you there. But it's not sexy. It doesn't sell. And when you have been working for 2 months and maybe you're the same weight, but you've lost inches, you don't care about that. You care about the number on the scale. And it's not sexy. We want to see the numbers drop. We want to have that validation. And we'll tell ourselves, well, last year when I was on keto, that was what worked for me. Did it? Because you're not still doing it. So it didn't work. But people fail to see that because it's just that quick fix. We're just so trained. You know, every magazine has lose 10 pounds fast, get abs by summer. These fast fixes that just aren't realistic or possible. And that's why they make so much money.
So let's kind of dive into a little bit of what the myths are, right? Because there's a lot of myths, right? You know, and then there's a lot of things that we do, like New Year's resolution. Like there's a reason why losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution that is always over by February 1st, right? You know, because of what you're just saying. But I think there's other ones too. Like I think the biggest myth I told myself that I bought into, which is so ridiculous, is why is it that if you are on whatever you're doing and on Wednesday you eat a slice of pizza, you're like, oh my gosh, I just blew my program. And then you blow it for the rest of the time because you only feel like you can go back on program on Monday. Right? You know, like Monday is this magical thing. Yeah. So whenever you make a misstep or maybe you eat something that maybe you wish you had, whatever the thing is, right? You know, you feel like that's what you should do. You know, like this last week, I was really, really sick. My best friend, who's a size 3, she actually like sent me like a care package. And so she sent me chocolate. She sent me chocolate because she thought that would make it. She thinks that makes everything better.
I literally agree with her.
And I stared at they were ding dongs. She actually sent me a box of ding dongs. Right? And normally I would have went head first into that box of ding dongs, right? You know, that would have been like what I would have done. And in this case, I was totally okay, because I know she's probably not listening to the podcast. I was totally okay, you know, thanking her and saying, oh, I love you so much. That was so sweet of you to do that. And knowing that the choice for me was that I didn't want to eat those ding dongs, mostly because I have a sensitivity to sugar. And that would have sent me on a whole different place I didn't need to be. So I made the decision. But I think it's okay to understand. And one of the things that I feel for me is I have given myself grace and realized that it's like making a decision every day, right? And so are you sometimes going to say, oh, you know, it's my birthday or it's our anniversary or it's this or that.
And eat the food, enjoy yourself.
Exactly. You know, I think that now when I make decisions, if you're making a decision and you're thinking it through, I find myself doing things that I would never have done, which before would have been blow everything of whatever I thought I should be eating and wait to the following Monday. Yeah. And then I would probably gain 5 to 7 more pounds waiting for that Monday too, right? Now I just think to myself, oh, Monday's my birthday. And so because it's my birthday, I'm going to eat a little bit cleaner between now and Monday, right? A little bit cleaner, do a few more of my exercise, stay on there a little bit longer, do a little bit more, and then know that after I'm going to eat whatever I want on my birthday. And then the day after, I'll just eat a little bit cleaner too. And I know I'll be perfectly fine. I just gave myself grace to know that I want to go to my favorite restaurant on my birthday and I'm okay with that. But it doesn't mean that because it's my birthday, I have to like eat terrible all day and do all this kinds of stuff, give myself permission, give myself, make myself feel guilty and do all of these things. This is life. Give yourself freedom and grace. And I love how you really talk about that. I think your approach is so different. And I love that you put personal development in there. So kind of let's talk a little bit about that different approach and really to mind, body, spirit, right? Because it's really kind of all connected.
Yeah. So originally, before I had the tools that I had now, when I was working with my clients, like in kind of what you were saying, you know, they were very confused that when they ate like maybe, you know, a bunch of Oreos or something like that, that I would say, okay, so log it. You know, I want to see it because when I see it and you see for what it is. It's not like this avalanche of failure. It's like a couple hundred calories. It's not a lot. And then tomorrow they'd be like, okay, well, do you want me to cut my carbs? No, I want you to eat exactly what you're supposed to eat. That's it. Don't change a thing. Don't punish yourself with exercise. Don't punish yourself, but don't take away food. Get in the habit of if you eat outside your plan, it's okay. There's no need to punish yourself. So that was like kind of where I started and more of like a mindset approach. And I did see a lot of growth, you know, with my clients in that space. I think, you know, moving towards now, I still take that, but in working with people from a deeper perspective, I'm working with people who like, why are we diving into those Oreos? What is the feeling you're having when you go and do that? It's not about failure. It's not about on plan or off plan. It's about what feeling are you trying to get rid of, right? A lot of the times when we feel stressed, and probably most people, everyone who's listening to this podcast feels stressed in some way, especially whether it be with business, with balancing your family and business and this, that, and the other thing. And what happens when we feel stressed? What is the first thing we want to do? We want to get rid of it, right? How do I get rid of this? What do I need to do? Oh, I run when I feel stressed. I work out. I do this. I eat food. I drink wine. We all have like this boom, this thing that we move right to. What if we just felt the stress? What if we just took a moment to ask ourselves, what is this feeling trying to teach me? Because stress and anxiety is more of like a little alert flag that something is going on, that something is wrong, or that something needs your attention. So now when I feel stressed, or when my clients are saying, you know, I feel stressed, like, what do? Take a moment to just breathe and ask yourself, what is this trying to teach me? Because there's an answer there. And maybe it's not the answer we want to hear, or maybe we don't believe that we can change it, fix it, stop it, but we can. We have that ability to, you know, whether it be you've put too much work on your plate or your calendar is a mess and you're having trouble getting to everything, or maybe you need more organization, whatever that feeling is trying to tell you, ask yourself that and let yourself feel it. Feel the feeling. We only want to feel good feelings and happy feelings. And then when we have something like sadness, anger, stress, we just want to get rid of it as soon as possible. But what if we allowed ourselves to feel that feeling, honor that feeling, and then move through the feeling? Then maybe we wouldn't need to dive into a plate of cookies. Maybe we wouldn't need to drink a bunch of wine or go run on a treadmill or feel this, you know, need to get rid of it. If we allow ourselves to connect to ourselves and to our feelings and honor those feelings, then we can move on.
I love that. You know, I think that for me, if there's anything I've learned this year, is that I don't want to band-aid anything anymore. Mm. Like, you know, what is the root? Because it's not going to go away until you actually get to the root of what that is, right? You know, and whether it's because, oh, that's how you were raised, you know, I mean, I know that when I was growing up, there were 5 kids in my family, right? Mm. And so to get alone time with mom, you know, it was hard. So if it wasn't your birthday, there were really only one of 2 ways, unless it was your birthday, right? One was that something was going really great for you and mom would take you out to eat ice cream, something to celebrate. Mm. If something wasn't going good for you and you were crying, then she took you out for ice cream and whatever so that she made you feel better. Yeah. And so, you know, I grew up and so did all of my family, really grew up knowing that, oh, comfort food, or, you know, this is how we dealt with that. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that do that too. And so I had to learn to get past that and really ask myself, just like what you were saying, you know, why am I feeling this way? Sometimes mm-hmm. it is just giving yourself grace, but really the most important thing is to really learn, right? Because it's going to keep on happening over and over again until you do. I call those things like lessons. If you keep thinking, man, this keeps showing back up, it's going to show back up over and over again until you deal with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's, like you said, there's a root there and the root needs to be healed in order for the, whatever the behavior is that's, you know, destructive or unhelpful, the root needs to be healed in order for that to go away. That will resolve itself. But when we focus on the behavior, all it does is, one, if we're able to change that behavior, it just shifts into something else that's still destructive. It just may be a little less obvious of how destructive it is.
So you talk a lot about self-empowerment. And I think that this can be really freeing too, like in freedom, right? Like being able to take control back, right? You know, like you have the power, and that's very empowering to know that you don't have to beat yourself up anymore, that you can just handle these things, you know, like you can get to the root and then it's not going to come back. I mean, that is so empowering to me, really, to not feel like something that happened in your past or the way you were raised or some trauma you might have been through or whatever those things, to be able to, you know, I mean, I used to say them to myself too, oh, this is how I was raised. I'm always going to be that way. That's just how it is, right? I remember when I had gotten sick when I was younger and I had to have steroids for a little while. And I remember the doctor telling me, oh, just so you know, this is going to make you put on weight and you won't be able to lose it. And I just said, okay. And I just bought into that. That's what he said. And for, you know, I did put on like 15 pounds. And then after that, I just said, oh, well, the doctor said that I was going to do that. Like, why would we turn over that much power to somebody else? Like, I think to myself, Patty, like, why did you do it? Like, you know, but instead of beating myself up, I was like, yeah, but I'm not doing it anymore. Right. You know, so now I don't really take what everybody else says anymore, right? You know, that's just giving somebody too much power over you. And I don't think we have to do that. And that's in a lot of things, not just this, but I really feel like that's really part of personal development, right? Yeah. And investing in yourself and really finding out those answers. So really, health and wellness isn't just weight loss, because a lot of people think it is, right? A lot of people think health and wellness is really just that. I don't believe it is at all, but I did used to be in that camp, you know, so like I get it, which is why when I, you know, met you and got to know you, I knew that for the very first time in the Marketing Media Money magazine, which, you know, some people may say, what does Marketing Media Money have to do with health and wellness? I have to tell you, it was the number one thing that I got asked for. Patty, like, we would love it if we had somebody that was writing about health and wellness. And I just couldn't do it until I found the right person, until I met you. And then I knew that you weren't just going to be talking about like dieting or taking this test, or that, like, you really were going to talk about the wholeness of us, right? And what to do. And so I was so thankful when I asked you to write for the magazine and you said yes. So I really love that. And we're getting a lot of great feedback on that. But I think that it's important. And I think it's so important that you even have your own podcast, Self-Love Breakfast Club. I love that. I just love that whole name. So tell us about the podcast, and you even have Self-Love for Life coaching. So I think, so tell us a little bit about how do you serve other people now that you have been through all this and you're certified? What does that look like from a service point of view and how people can work with you?
So from that point of the self-empowerment, you know, I don't empower people, right? Like it's an external thing. And in order for things to stick with us and for us to truly have transformation and change, it has to come from us. So I see myself as more of a guide. The word coach to me is it, I use it because it makes sense to other people, but I'm not a coach. I'm not coaching people into their best selves. I'm literally guiding you. So in this process, I have my podcast because I want to put myself out there and I want people to be able to hear me and not just read what I write or see my pictures all online. I want them to actually like understand who I am and why I can help them or why I can help them help themselves, I guess. And I guess I was fortunate. This doesn't sound like something that someone would be fortunate, but growing up, no one really believed that I was going to do anything with my life. I had a mentally ill mother and she had everyone convinced that I was horrible and just as a person, as a child. And so no one expected much from me growing up. So I didn't get the kudos. I had to give that to myself. I had to be my own cheerleader. So when people would say negative things to me as I was moving through and growing personally and professionally, it meant nothing to me. It was just noise. And unfortunately, it was, and maybe fortunately, it was that too when I would get praise. When the praise started coming, when people started seeing what I was doing and growing and building, I would get praise. And that felt like nothing to me also because it wasn't coming from me. I had to feel it. And I had to do my own journey of healing my wounds so I could feel successful. And I think that's why I love working with business owners so much is because most of us have this unworthiness wound. And no matter how much financial success you achieve by societal standards, if you don't feel it, if you aren't celebrating even the tiniest wins, if you aren't basking in that feeling and being like, I'm amazing, I accomplished this, and instead you're coming from this, it's not enough. I hit this goal, but on to the next one. There's something there that could be healed, that could be helped. So I do have my podcast to kind of round out myself so people can hear my voice. And my coaching program is really just doing more of that. It's a very you-based program. I don't have this hard content structure. You are the content. And so if you come into a session and you are very activated from something that's going on, we work on that. We dive into that. And if not so much, then we move into something else that may be helpful. But it's a very flowy kind of program because the people who come to me are generally people who have that unworthiness somewhere. And they just are like, I don't want to feel like this anymore. I want to feel in alignment. I want to feel good every day. I want whatever success that I have, I want to feel that. And I don't want to take personally when things don't go the way I hope they would, you know? And so it's really about kind of moving through this whole internal process to go from this wounded, you know, these wounds and these beliefs, really, these unhelpful and limiting beliefs into expansion and becoming the best possible version of you.
I love that. Mm. Which I think is really good. And it is more than a coaching program. I know that, you know, sometimes people ask me if I'm a coach, right? And I say, and my answer is I coach is a verb, not a noun, right? You know, it's a verb. So I think that is really important. So I really love that. So let's touch a little bit on your boutique, because I think that's pretty interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I started Rebellia because when I got into fitness, I was lifting and I had never really lifted before. And my body started to really change and I started to get more muscular in some areas. You know, my waist got smaller, but like my butt and my thighs got bigger and my arms got a little bigger, my shoulders, my lats. So I loved the way that I looked and I was really enjoying it and loving myself. And I went into a dressing room, and for the first time, I wasn't like, oh, I got to lose 20 pounds. Ew. I would try on clothes and they just didn't fit. And, you know, they would gape in the waist and like, I wouldn't be able to get them up over my butt and my legs. And, you know, things would gape in different spots or be too tight in different areas. And I spent 2 hours in a department store dressing room, and I left just like feeling really defeated. And I knew I wasn't the problem. For once, I wasn't blaming myself. I was blaming the industry. And I was like, you know, fit girls or strong girls aren't really, they're not coming after us in the fashion world. You know, a lot of things are built for these kind of stick straight figures and small, medium, large, and that's all you get. And even, you know, in the plus size realm, there were stores that were specific to that, but there was really nothing that was like for the woman who just doesn't fit into traditional clothing, but she's not plus and she's not, you know, she's doesn't have a place. And so I wanted to give her a place where she could shop in confidence that everything she ordered would actually fit her unique body. And I had no idea how to do that. And I made so many mistakes. I'm sure there is a giant dumpster somewhere with all of the money that I have just thrown into the world sitting in this dumpster. But over time, I learned and I grew and I built and I understood where I had to get better and what my customer really needed. And so we've been around for, I got the idea in summer of 2015, and we officially launched in May of 2017 because I was validating my idea. I was doing crowdfunding to, you know, to validate at one point. I was also trying to make our clothes to measure, which I realized was not going to work. And so I had to figure out how I was really going to launch. And I've changed my business model probably like 2 or 3 times since that very, very beginning. So now we are growing, we are thriving. I have an incredible community of women. Like, I cannot say enough about these women. They have kept me going just as a person, as a professional. They have given me life when I needed it. They're just like such an absolute incredible community. And I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful that I have found them, built them, you know, and that we have all found each other. So it's more than a store. It's more than a boutique. It's like a being at this point.
Wow, that's incredible. And I think everybody really wants to belong to something, to find their people, right? You know, find your peeps, right? I think that is really important. So I love that. So if you were going to talk to women, like I was going to turn the mic over to you, which I am, turning the mic over to you, what would you want to say? What would you want to say? You know, 87% of the people who listen to this podcast are women. Mm. So what would you want to say to them?
The first thing I would say is that you are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you. And if you spend time thinking, what's wrong with me? Or why am I like this? There's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect and you are worthy just as you are right now. There are layers of things and beliefs that you have been riding on for probably decades at this point. And it's not your fault. It's not. And so I just want you to know that you are worthy of love from yourself, from others, and you are worthy of everything that you want just for being you. You don't have to do anything for it just for being you. And you don't have to believe it right now. And you might not, but I'll let you borrow my belief because I don't have to know you to believe that's true.
Wow. That's powerful. I love that. So Crystal, and you come bearing gifts too. So I love that. So how can people connect with you? And I know they're going to want to. So how do they connect with you? What's the best place to do that? And tell them a little bit about your gift.
Yeah. So if you want to find me on the internet, I'm on Facebook. You can find me there. You can find me on Instagram. I spend a lot of time there and I've been having a lot of fun with reels and TikToks lately. And my handle is just Xtalrose, Xtalrose. You can also find me at crystalrose.com. Just make sure you're spelling my name, C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. And I have a Self-Love Sunday newsletter that goes out every single week. It's basically me sharing my own personal self-love journey, getting super vulnerable, telling you things before I tell the world, and allowing you to kind of see yourself in me. And it helps a lot of people. So I am offering that to you. You can go to crystalrose.com/M3 and sign up for that newsletter. And if you're looking for ways to work with me, you can, again, just go to crystalrose.com, click on that one-on-one coaching self-love for life tab, and you can get on my waiting list to just find out about the next thing that I'm offering when I open my one-on-one program again and all the good stuff.
I love that. So this is the Marketing Media Money Show, right? So what would you say is your number one marketing media money strategy?
So I would say, whether it be health and wellness or in marketing business and any of that, you know, start small and just build on it as you go. I think so often we do everything all at once and then we burn out. You know, if you want to change your lifestyle, people start with like, I'm going to drink a gallon of water and I'm going to eat really clean. And then I'm going to work out 6 days a week and I'm going to do all the, and we just try to do everything and it's just not sustainable and we burn out. But if you just start small, like I said, whether that be in business or with your health itself, just start small and build on that and allow yourself to get into a routine and to get used to it and practice with it. And then eventually you'll be able to build on it and you will be able to do all of those things that you think you need to be doing. It just takes time.
That is fabulous because I think that is so true, right? Mm-hmm. We take on way too many things and then we can't sustain it. So I love that. So thank you so much. And Crystal, thank you so much for not just being here with us today, being so vulnerable and sharing your story too, but I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's such an honor to be able to do this.
And thank you to our sponsor, the Exacta Corporation, developer of the Family Organizer Plus platform. For more information, you can check them out at exactacorp.com. And thank you for joining us on the Marketing Media Money podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, and I am sure you did, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. And talking about marketing, media, and money, if you would like a simple answer to the question, where should I focus my time and energy to attract highly qualified ideal clients, then take the Marketing, Media, and Money assessment in just 3 minutes or less. You'll know where you're excelling, where you could make a few changes, and what steps to take to achieve massive results. Go to www.m3bizquiz.com. Thank you all for being here. I hope you all have a phenomenal day. Remember, if your day is not phenomenal, you have the power to change it.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.